This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, June 25th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll hear from the voice of Abraham Lincoln, or at least the voice of the man who portrays Abraham Lincoln today, on new radio ads. We'll also get a forecast coming up from meteorologist Scott Olthoff. First, today's news. Illinois state budget problems continue to drag out as Governor Rob Blagojevich and House Speaker Michael Madigan continue to battle each other. Ben Calhoun has more.
Madigan's caucus passed a budget that's out of balance by about $2 billion. Blagojevich says that budget is unconstitutional, and that's not the half of it.
It's irresponsible. It's misleading. It makes all kinds of promises it can't keep.
The governor says he won't sign that budget. He also says he's not ready to veto it and start from scratch.
So what do we do now?
Tuesday, Blagojevich threatened to make $1.8 billion in unappealing cuts unless the House balances the budget. For weeks, the governor and the speaker have been trying to set up the other to take the fall for the state's budget problems. A spokesperson for Madigan says there are, quote, huge defects with Blagojevich's financial plans, so it's on the governor to work them out. I'm Ben Calhoun.
While the governor and state lawmakers continue to haggle over the budget, others are left caught in the middle. Sean Crawford has that angle.
Governor Rob Blagojevich says he'll cut money to help balance the budget plan unless lawmakers approve more revenue. No matter who blinks first in this political battle, agencies and others are watching nervously. Local school districts are among those with a lot at stake. Ben Schwarm represents Illinois school boards.
From the districts that I've talked to, most of those have come in and they set a very basic budget for this next fiscal year by saying, okay, I'm just going to go with a moderate increase, and if we get more after that, great, but we're prepared for the lower amount.
Schwarm says he doubts the final funding amounts will be decided until the legislature's fall session. Even if the governor makes cuts, lawmakers could vote to restore the money. I'm Sean Crawford.
A state public health citation that threatened the future of the Champaign County nursing home has now been lifted. Administrator Andrew Buffenbarger says public health inspectors paid the nursing home a visit yesterday and told him their latest changes to the safety procedures put the nursing home in compliance with state regulations again. Buffenbarger says that eliminates the possible loss of state Medicare and Medicaid funding that could have taken effect if the nursing home was still in violation as of July 16th.
That's correct. And our provider agreement is now safe, so there's no longer concern that the facility will lose its provider agreement to provide long-term care.
The lifting of public health citations also clears the way for St. Louis-based Management Performance Associates to begin a three-year management contract with the nursing home. But the home still faces possible fines from the citations. Inspectors had recommended fines of $200 a day from January, when they first investigated the accidental injury of a resident, to the time the new procedures went in place last week. Buffenbarger says those fines have not been formally charged against the nursing home, but the county does plan to appeal them. Former University of Illinois President Stanley Eikenberry says the public is feeling the pain of several tuition hikes, and that's in evidence in a new survey. AM 580's Jeff Bosser reports.
The U of I survey gauged the state of Illinois' higher education system. Just 11% of the 1,500 respondents said the quality of education in the state's four-year schools and community colleges is excellent. Eikenberry calls it a sobering fact that most surveyed placed Illinois colleges and universities on par with the rest of the nation. But he notes more than 70% understand the value of a degree.
The public understands that higher education is absolutely crucial in today's global economy. So on that front, I think that's basically good news. But therein lies a source of frustration. You have something that's absolutely essential on the one hand and a fear of the price getting so high that it'll be unaffordable on the other.
Eikenberry says it's incumbent on institutions like the U of I to better market themselves and prove they're trying to run more efficiently. One area the president emeritus is encouraged with, 40% said they'd support a tax increase for higher education. Eikenberry joined civic and business leaders in Chicago yesterday for a summit on how to address the results of the survey. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
Prosecutors in McLean County say they'll continue with the investigation and prosecution of Alan Beeman in the 1993 murder of an Illinois State University student. Beeman was convicted and sentenced to 50 years in prison in the stabbing and strangling of Jennifer Lockmiller. The Illinois Supreme Court threw out Beamon's conviction last month, saying prosecutors violated his constitutional right to due process. State's Attorney Bill Yoder wouldn't discuss evidence in the case, but says it took dozens of hours of combing through it all before deciding to proceed.
We tried to be very thorough on our in our analysis on this matter, and based on what we've reviewed, what we've seen at this point, we believe that it's a case that warrants us to continue with the prosecution.
The state's high court cited evidence that implicated a second man and was not presented at trial, as well as weak evidence against Beamon, but Beamon remains charged with Lockmiller's murder. A subcommittee of Danville aldermen is looking at ways to boost city funds through its fire department. Yesterday marked the first meeting of the department's revenue source subcommittee. Mayor Scott Eisenhower had sought to eliminate 9 positions earlier this year in the fire department to balance the budget, but that plan was canceled amid public opposition. Upon approval of the budget, the mayor asked the fire department to come up with about $50,000 this year to go along with the cuts of vacant positions and travel expenses. Firefighters Local President Aaron Marcotte says one possibility being explored is charging for business inspections.
You can charge for just doing the inspection, or you can charge only when they have violations, or you can, you know, and you can charge different fees based on how big the business is or how much time it takes to inspect and things like that. So just a ton of variables to work out, I guess.
Marcotte says other options to raise revenue include charging for permits to set off fireworks or for open burning. The department may also consider transportation costs for emergency medical services that are normally handled by private ambulance companies. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Abraham Lincoln will be hitting the airwaves during this year's Lincoln Bicentennial in Illinois. A contest to provide the voice of Lincoln for those public service announcements was held earlier this year. Illinois Public Radio's Jenna Dooley spoke with Hobie Woolen, the winner of that contest, about his take on Honest Abe.
I will be reading PSAs to help educate the citizens of the state of Illinois more about Mr. Lincoln and what he was all about.
And do you already have your scripts? Have you already recorded most of those?
I've recorded about 37 of the PSAs so far, and they deal with everything from Mr. Lincoln responding to letters, to him writing letters. Some are humorous, some are sad. One of them I read was a letter that he wrote to a friend of his describing his son's death.
Have you done Lincoln impersonation before? Was it hard to get into that character?
It wasn't hard for me to get into the character of Lincoln because I've been a fan of Abraham Lincoln's for many years, ever since I moved to Springfield. And I've studied about Mr. Lincoln, and in my mind, I had an idea of what he would sound like, although we know from writings from that period of time that Mr. Lincoln actually had a very high, shrill-pitched voice to the point to where some people were actually turned off by that voice, and some of the writings reflect that if he hadn't been such a humorous and good storyteller, they would have walked away from him.
And so when you do your impersonation, do you do it that high-pitched voice, or do you do it more the way people think he sounded like?
Well, I do it more like the way people might think that he would sound, more with a Kentucky drawl and more emphasis on certain wordings. For many years, I've done voice impersonations, cartoon characters, famous people. Even when I was in grade school, I would be dismissed from the room and sent out into the hallway. I love that because of the reverberation in the hallway just gave me that much more of an excuse to do my voices. But in this instance, it's a greater responsibility.
Tell me what it's going to be like, you know, when you take your summer trip, you're in your car and you hear yourself on the radio.
I think it's going to be even more exciting knowing that not just me, but citizens throughout the state are going to be hearing the same thing, and hopefully they'll learn more about Abraham Lincoln because he was a much more complex man than just a rail splitter, the 16th president of the United States, the man who freed an entire race of people and was assassinated.
But it's still going to be strange hearing your voice when you're in your car.
As long as little children don't cry and dogs don't bark, then I will be fine with hearing my voice on the radio.
That was Jenna Dooley speaking with Hobie Woolen, the winner of the Voice of Lincoln contest. Woolen is a native of Mattoon and now lives near Springfield. The public service announcements will air on Illinois radio stations throughout 2009. Parts of northern Illinois have gotten quite a bit of rain in the last 24 hours, and we're going to see our share of rain here in east central Illinois, too. The forecast from Scott Olthoff for today: in northern and central sections of Illinois and Indiana, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Heavy rainfall is possible, especially across northwest and western Illinois. In southern sections, partly to mostly sunny, still with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Today's highs will range from 82 in northeast Indiana to 90 in southwest Illinois. Look for a high in Champaign-Urbana of 85 degrees with a few rain showers and thunderstorms. For tonight, in the northern two-thirds of the two states, again, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the south. Lows from 67 north to 71 south. And for tomorrow, in northern and central sections, again, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy in the south with a lesser chance of a shower or storm. The highs from 84 north to 92 south. High in Champaign-Urbana tomorrow of 89 degrees. Chance of showers and thunderstorms continues through tomorrow night and into Friday, and Friday night and Saturday, for that matter. Friday's high in Champaign-Urbana, 88, down to 68 Friday night, 83 for Saturday. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, June 25th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.